Welcome to the 21st Sunday of the Pentecost Worship Podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and our service Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. October 22, 2023. This is Pastor Olana. We began our service in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truths and teach us, for your God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. Let us confess our sins. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleans us from all sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new right and spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Amen. Since we confessed our sins, now hear the absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on us, and through Jesus Christ has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know, and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ, that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sing praise to God, the highest good, the offer of creation, the God of love who understood our need for His salvation. With healing balm our souls He fills, and every faithless murmur stills. To God a praise and glory.
Our first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 1 through 7. Our epistle reading is taken from the 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1 through 10. And our gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 22 verse 15 through 22. Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, have mercy on us, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen.
Newborn life and spirit give me, let it
The devotion for this morning is brought to us by Pastor Robert Stoneman.
A blessed day to you. This is a Bible study of the epistle lesson for the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. We begin with prayer. O God, you have revealed yourself and your will for us through your word. Strengthen our faith and increase our love for you and for our neighbor. May our Christian lives and words witness your love for all people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The reading is from Paul's first letter to Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for you all, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith, labor of love, and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brethren, beloved by God, that he has chosen you, for our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you, for your sake, and you became imitators of us, and of the Lord. For you received the word in much affliction, with joy inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us what a welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Thus far the reading. This week, we begin a series of readings from the Apostle Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. In the letter, Paul recalls the coming of the gospel to Thessalonica, the Thessalonians' exemplary reception of that word, and the missionary impact of their example. Included is his usual thanksgiving for the believers there. However, the first three chapters in this letter are an unusual expansion of the thanksgiving. In grateful reminiscence, Paul looks back to the time of the founding of the church. That's in chapter 1 through chapter 2:12. He also looks back to the time of persecution, chapter 2:13-16. To the time of his separation from the Thessalonians, chapter 2:17 through chapter 3:5, and gives thanks for the good news which Timothy's report concerning them has brought to him, and finally includes a prayer. The Thessalonians had been worshipers, but they have been worshipers of false gods. So Paul writes that they had turned to God from idols, to serve a living and true God. In other words, they had been converted by the Holy Spirit. There are three marks of true conversion. One, turning from idols. Two, serving God. And three, waiting for Christ to return. In his two short letters to the Thessalonians, Paul speaks a lot about the second coming of Christ. And he also speaks about how we should live while waiting for Christ to return. He does so by using three familiar words which have shown up in other writings, particularly 1 Corinthians 13. And those three words are faith, hope, and love. And those three words are a summary of the Christian's life. The triad of faith, hope, and love is found a lot of places in the New Testament. When Paul writes here, he writes about your work of faith. He is saying that faith produces action. When Paul writes steadfastness of hope, he is saying that hope is not unfounded wishful thinking, but hope is a firm confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ and his return. The triad of faith, which is turning to God, love, which is serving one another, and hope, which is waiting for his Son, that triad is heard again later in the letter. Faith in Paul, as in James, must inevitably manifest itself in actions, as Paul's phrase, faith working through love. The idea of love in Paul's writings is not just an emotional feeling, although it can include that. It is faith hearing Jesus' words and then putting them into action, loving action. For Jesus himself said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. In fact, by this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." That's in John 13, 34 to 35. Earlier in John, Jesus had also said, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Thus far that reading. At this point, it's good to look at another word Paul uses, which is also about living a loving life, and that word is imitators. Paul shows how imitation works good among Christians. For instance, the believers in Macedonia and Achaia imitated the Thessalonians, just as the Thessalonians imitated the churches in Judea. And the Thessalonians also imitated Paul, just as the Corinthians did, and just as all believers are to imitate their leaders. So Paul imitated Christ, as did also the Thessalonians, who were all to imitate God by faith. We learn a lot about living a loving Christian life as we watch and imitate fellow Christians when they're good, with their good works. Finally, there's the word hope. The idea of hope in Paul's writings looks forward to the day when Christ returns as he has promised. That will be a glorious day for all believers, because on that day we will realize the fulfillment of all God's gracious promises to us. There is the endurance or steadfastness, as our text says, which is founded on hope. Once, when Alexander the Great was setting out on his campaigns, he divided all his possessions among his friends. Someone said, "But you are keeping nothing for yourself." "Oh yes, I am," he said. "I have kept my hopes." A person can endure anything so long as he has hope, for then he is walking not to the night, but to the dawn for which we're living patiently and lovingly is the dawn of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in his second return. And that brings us back to the subject Paul writes about a lot in these two letters to the Thessalonians: the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is also referred to as his second coming on that day. Jesus has promised us he will return. The angels present at Jesus' ascension repeated that promise. In faith, love, and hope, we look forward to being with him when he returns. Until then, we live the Christian life according to God's will, honoring those in authority, helping those with physical needs, avoiding sins of the flesh, helping people maintain their property, and keeping people's good reputation intact. Let us pray for God's help in doing so. O Holy Spirit, keep us in the one true faith. Sustain us as members of the one holy Christian and apostolic church. You have empowered us with faith, hope, and love. Strengthen our faith. Help us live lovingly and with understanding of one another, and keep us steadfast in our hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. Amen.
Let us close our service for this morning with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
When your love